Stillman & Company is delivered by TriStar Moving, 1025-1063 The Game, streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live, thanks to Superbook Sports. Live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Studios, Ian is here today. Hello, Ian.
What up, what up?
So we got a lot of stuff to get into. Turf fields, I'm sure people have strong opinions on that. I don't, but I'm sure you do. For the Titans, so much football. Senior Bowl coach Bob Shoup normally joins us at 3 o'clock, but Senior Bowl practice will be going on. He's at the Senior Bowl, so he'll join us at 5 o'clock about what all's going down at the Senior Bowl, because the Titans are going to try to improve their team. But I got to start with this today. I got to start with a YP topic. Ian, what does YP stand for?
You people.
You people. I got to start with a you people topic, because yesterday I put out a poll on my Twitter at Jared Stillman, and I will retweet that poll right now. And I put the poll out and I said, who do you want to be the quarterback of the Tennessee Titans in 2023? Not who do you think it will be, not talking about cap and trade and salary signing bonus. What, just who do you want? Who do you want to be the quarterback? Three options. Because I would love for Joe Burrow to be the quarterback of the Titans too, but that's not going to happen. So who do you want to be the quarterback? Ryan Tannehill, Tom Brady, or Aaron Rodgers? Our poll still has 4 hours to go, so we'll update it throughout the course of the show. 41% of you people voted for Ryan Tannehill. 37% voted for Aaron Rodgers. 22% voted for Tom Brady, the greatest player who ever lived, who just was third in the NFL in passing this year, even at 45 years old, on a terrible team with no running game. And I have to ask the question. I am not here to bag on Ryan Tannehill. That was last year, after he blew the Bengals playoff game single-handedly, which in fact he did. But I have to ask you people this question. Why Tannehill? Of the three options, Tannehill, Brady, Rodgers, why Tannehill? What is the redeeming quality here? Again, not to make today about bagging on Ryan Tannehill, but I do think that we need to have some sort of a reality check today about the difference between your mediocre to fine quarterback and these Hall of Famers. So I went and ran the numbers over the last 3 years. So since some of us made the inexcusable and inexplicable decision to choose Ryan Tannehill over Tom Brady, of which I am guilty of in 2020. Since then, I ran the numbers. Record, Aaron Rodgers is first. By the way, Aaron Rodgers, now he did win 2 of 3 MVPs over this stretch. Aaron Rodgers is first in a lot of these categories. But record, Aaron Rodgers is first. Brady and Tannehill are actually tied at 64% of their games having been won. That being said, though, Brady's won more games because he's been healthier than Tannehill, and Tom Brady is 5-2 in the playoffs. Ryan Tannehill, both at home, both when he's favored, 0-2. Completion percentage, Ryan Tannehill is third. Touchdown passes, 67. That's third. Aaron Rodgers has 111. Tom Brady has 108. Again, they almost have double the touchdown passes of Ryan Tannehill. Interceptions, Brady is actually the worst at 33. Tannehill has 27th. That's second. Again, Rodgers is the best. Quarterback rating, Ryan Tannehill, third over the last 3 years. Rodgers is first, Brady second. Yards per game. And again, I know that yards don't mean everything, but yards per game, when you have this large of a sample size, probably tells us who's capable of throwing the ball the most, or if you need to outshoot a Patrick Mahomes or a Joe Burrow or a Josh Allen, who can hang with those guys? Who can bring you back when you're down 25 points in a playoff game against Matthew Stafford and the Rams? It's not Ryan Tannehill. Yards per game, Brady's first at 287.4. Excuse me, that's in the playoffs. Brady's first at 293 yards per game. Rodgers is second at Rodgers is second. Tannehill is third at 224 yards per game. So Tom Brady throws for roughly 70 more yards per game than Ryan Tannehill. In the playoffs, this is where it gets kind of ugly. In the playoffs, quarterback rating. Rodgers is shockingly first ahead of Brady. Yards per game, Brady. Wins, Brady. Rating, Tannehill is third. Yards per game, third. And here's the yards per game. In the playoffs, Brady 287.4. Rodgers 247.1. Tannehill 192.5. And they lost both games. In fact, they were trailing in most of those two games. How could you want Ryan Tannehill? Objectively speaking, how could you want Ryan Tannehill over Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady? I understand the argument of Tannehill is younger than the two. But guess what? Ryan Tannehill's more injured than both of them. He misses more games. I understand the idea, too, about, you know, Tannehill knows the system, and Tannehill's been a part of this, and they haven't won a playoff game over those 3 years. It wasn't like coming in here to face the Titans were the 1972 Dolphins or the 1985 Bears or the 2000 Patriots. It was an average Ravens team, which average for what the Ravens have been, which is good, and a Cincinnati team that scored 19 points and gave up 9 sacks. What has Ryan Tannehill done that has been overly special? And this past season, I defended Tannehill a lot, and I do think Ryan Tannehill is on par with pretty much everybody else who's not an elite quarterback in the NFL. I said this earlier today when Joe and Robbie were just talking about how great Jalen Hurts is. Even though Jalen Hurts threw for 121 yards, was never trailing, got the benefit of a great call, a bad coaching decision by San Francisco, and had to play no quarterback and didn't have to throw. And I said, let's put Ryan Tannehill on an all-star team like Philadelphia, and he'll make the Pro Bowl too. I've seen it, and so have you. And that's true. But again, all those guys are beneath Rodgers and Brady. And I'm not saying, hey, you know, this is an open choice here and you can pick, or I'm not saying it's not an open choice and you can't pick who you want. But the fact that 41% of the people, 41% in this poll voted for Ryan Tannehill over Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, it has me wondering, what is the matter with some of you people? People were tweeting me last night. Somebody said, I'd rather just go with Malik Willis and Josh Dobbs. What? Have you people ever watched football before? I do not understand it. I do not. When we think about Ryan Tannehill, I think there's two sides to this coin. I think there's the first side, which is that he is to be commended for what he did for this franchise. The fact that they were 2-4 and they made the quarterback switch and Tannehill brought him a shot of the arm and they finished 9-7 and they went on the road without him throwing over 100 yards in either game, but they beat the Patriots and they beat the Ravens and they made it to an AFC championship game. And then they won a lot of regular season games the next year and then they won a lot of regular season games the year after that. That's it. One Pro Bowl. And again, Tyler Huntley just made the Pro Bowl today, so I don't know how important that is. One Pro Bowl, one Comeback Player of the Year award, and that's it. Aaron Rodgers has won two of the last three MVPs. Tom Brady won a Super Bowl 3 years ago. Tom Brady came back from a 25-point deficit in the playoffs last year. Tom Brady threw for 423 yards against the Carolina Panthers on New Year's Day to get Tampa Bay, that horrible, wretched franchise, into the playoffs this past year. What did Tannehill do? Tannehill didn't beat anybody. The best team Tannehill beat all season was probably Aaron Rodgers' Packers team. I mean, and I like Tannehill fine. But I don't know how you can pick him over Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. And Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers have aged better than Ryan Tannehill. At no point in Ryan Tannehill's career, at no point has he been better than either Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. How can you people, 41% of you, how can you people want Ryan Tannehill over Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers? Sometimes I feel like I'm living on another planet. So that's the opening rant today that I had to get off my chest when I ran this poll. And I don't know what I was expecting. I really don't. But I saw somebody tweet out yesterday, oh, the mediocrity train just keeps rolling along. And I was like, that is so true. There are fans out here that are so comfortable with Tannehill that they don't even, it's like, we don't want Tom Brady. We don't want Aaron Rodgers. We already did this 3 years ago. And you know how many playoff games you've won since then? Zero. And yet you want to sign up for more of it? At age 35, coming off of an injury-plagued season? An injury that he couldn't play through where the elite quarterback for Kansas City could? What is wrong with you people? I do not get it. 615-737-1025. And I get if you're Rodgers over Brady. I'm Brady over Rodgers, but I get if you're Rodgers over Brady. But Tannehill over both of them? I do not understand. 615-737-1025. Somebody help me understand that one. Plus, the argument against Brady. Because a lot of people have said this into the text line. They've called into the show. And they've said, you know, hey, look. The Buccaneers weren't very good this year. Tom Brady's declining. And what the big boys at the table on Countdown had to say to that, we'll get to that next right here on Stillman & Company. And it actually sounds like the Titans could be what Brady needs. We'll get to that, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Adam, what do you know about the latest on Tom Brady?
Well, Sam, strange not to see Tom Brady playing today, and it would be equally as strange not to see him play next season. And even if he were to decide to play in 2023, the Miami Dolphins would not be expected to pursue Tom Brady. They've been linked to Tom Brady in the past. Remember, the NFL launched an investigation that found that they had been communicating with Tom Brady as early as August 2019 through that season. And it fined the Dolphins $1.5 million last year because of that prior investigation and the allegations that the Dolphins were involved with Tom Brady and because of the commitment to Tua Tagovailoa right now, who the Dolphins want to have back as their starting quarterback. The Dolphins are not expected to be a potential landing spot for Tom Brady in the event that he does decide to come back and play in 2023.
What's the latest, Adam? The latest is he's not going to play for the Dolphins. Which, by the way, I'm kind of skeptical on that, too, as far as Miami is committed to Tua and they're not interested in Brady. But then again, 41% of Titans fans say they'd rather have Ryan Tannehill as opposed to either Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. Again, Rodgers is a lot closer to Tannehill in the poll voting at 37%. Brady in the 20s, I just think is crazy. Now, one thing I always get is I always read your text, and it is always, Brady's so old. Brady, he's done. He's as if Ryan Tannehill wasn't the one who got hurt and missed games last season. Not Brady. But Brady's old. Brady's hurt. Brady's not the same. Brady's not any good. That's what I get all the time, which I think is ridiculous because I think he carried that Tampa Bay team. And I said to Caroline when we were watching the Buccaneers practice for those 2 days against the Titans without Tom Brady, I said, that's a 4-win football team right there. And he doubled up the win total just by being him. And so Sam Ponder on Countdown asked the crew and said, you know, hey, let's be real. Didn't Brady look like he kind of stunk? And listen to what Larry Fitzgerald had to say in response.
Are we not going to acknowledge, though, that this was a rough year for him? Like, this wasn't on everybody else.
Known.
This is a guy, you mentioned the Raiders. Tom Brady had a lower QBR than Derek Carr this year. And I'm not saying Derek Carr is a better quarterback than Tom Brady. We all know he's the best ever. I get it. But there was a lot I saw this year out of Tom Brady where you're thinking, that doesn't look like Tom Brady. Do you still feel like he's the guy where you just plug him in and you're good? You're a Super Bowl contender right away?
Well, obviously, he needs support. He needs help. When you rush the football at the rate that Tampa Bay rushed the football this year, he has no choice but to throw for the most attempts in the league history. Like, he had to do it all himself. And if he can go to a situation where he's not required to carry everything and he could just be a part of the process of being better and winning, I think that's much more fitting for him.
Oh, if he could be on a team that has a really good running back, then I think that will help. By the way, you do know there was a 10-year period in there in New England where they didn't win Super Bowls? And then all of a sudden they got Gronk, and Julian Edelman became the favorite target, and they got Chandler Jones, and they reworked that defense. And oh, wow, shocking. People forget about that, but a 10-year gap in between championships for Brady. And Larry Fitzgerald is saying, yeah, he just needs some help. That Tampa Bay team, it was all on his shoulders. They had no running game. Gosh, if only I knew a team that had a running game, that had probably the best running back in the NFL. Huh. And then Randy Moss was on that same roundtable, and he said, for all of you out there, Brady doesn't like these receivers. Brady's not going to like this offensive line. Randy Moss said, that's probably not what Brady's looking for.
I look at Brady at 46 years old, and we're sitting up here talking about this man can still play with the best quarterbacks in the National Football League. So him finding a team, I'm not looking at him finding a team with the offensive weapons. Wherever he goes, they're going to have young weapons for him. Brady at 46 years of age needs a defense that's going to back his offense. So the question I got, who's available? Anybody?
The Jets.
Yeah, Jets got a darn good defense.
Well,
that's
exactly what I'm looking for.
He ain't doing that.
That's why I asked the question, what team is available? Because I don't really see him going to a team with what older veterans.
What team is available that has a good defense and has a running game? Gosh. Ian, help me out. Is there a team out there that's got a running back, maybe the best running back in football, a running game, and it's got a defense, and it's got a defensive coach, and a coach that he trusts and knows how to do things his way?
I wonder where you could be going with this.
I just don't. Guys, it's you. It's the Titans. That's it. He's looking for a defense. Now, the defensive numbers were not great, I know, but they fired the secondary coach, and I said this yesterday on the show, that I have no idea if Anthony Midgett was a good coach or not. How am I supposed to tell? But he took the blame. That was what this was. We have the 32nd pass defense in the league. You're fired. That's what it was. Why? Because if you're recruiting a guy like Tom Brady, you can say, hey, we fired that guy. That's why. But he knows the names. Simmons, Autry, Landry, Byard. He knows that you've got a good defense, and he will trust that Mike Vrabel will have those boys prepared on the defensive side of the ball so he doesn't have to worry about what happened against the Rams in the playoffs last year when he was standing there on the sidelines after having brought them back from down 25 only to watch Bruce Arians and Todd Toilet Bowles run that busted coverage defense where they singled up and let the best guy in the league, Cooper Kupp, run by all of them for a big touch or for a big completion that led to the field goal that won the game. He knows he doesn't have to worry about that here. You know he doesn't have to worry about that here. Just like Vrabel, if he brings in Brady, doesn't have to worry about Tom Brady throwing three interceptions in a playoff game. Larry Fitzgerald, who hosts a podcast with Brady, is saying, hey, he just needs to, he'll be fine. He just needs to get a running game. You've got a running game. You've got a running back. How much longer is this running back going to be good for? I heard Willie today on the Midday Show. He said, you know, I think it's probably going to take about 3 years of roster construction for the Titans to be able to compete. Well, guess what? 3 years from now, Derrick Henry ain't going to be running the ball for the Titans. So you've got Derrick Henry for what? One or two more years? How long would you have Brady for? 1 or 2 years? It just makes too much sense. And so for all of you out there that are sitting there saying, you know, oh, Brady, like Sam Ponder. Let's be honest, his QBR this season was worse than Derek Carr. He's clearly not any good anymore. All the football guys on the table are like, yeah, no, he's pretty good. Like the idea that Brady's falling off, no, they're not buying it. So you shouldn't either. Just like you all did 3 years ago, and then he won the Super Bowl, and you lost to the Ravens when your quarterback threw for 165 yards, and you scored 13 points. I mean, it's just crazy. I just sometimes do not get. I don't. I do not get sometimes the fans of this team. Matt from Camden texts in, our phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. I said, somebody enlighten me on the poll, because, I mean, I don't know how Ryan Tannehill can get 41% of the vote and the Titans fans can want him more than Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. By the way, Ian, did you vote in this poll?
I did not, actually. I did not. I didn't want to skew it at all, you know.
If you were going to vote in the poll, who would you have voted for?
I would probably go Brady.
Okay. I'm glad you're... You know, I would have ripped you a new one if you had said Tannehill.
Well, I mean, that's fine. But I don't know. Just based on those two clips, though, from Bruschi and Moss... Or not Bruschi, Moss and... I'm sorry, who was the first one?
Larry Fitzgerald.
They just... It almost feels like Brady's reaching that, you know, elite game manager type of situation in his career. You know, it's almost like he can't carry a team anymore, but he is like an elite game manager. And so I think the Titans could, you know, that would be an upgrade over Tannehill. There's no doubt about that.
Well, what's Tannehill?
He is a good game manager.
Not an elite game manager. Yep. I completely agree. Matt in Camden says, Tannehill is the most realistic option in most people's minds. Again, the question is, who do you want? Not who do you think they can get? And I do think that if they work it, I think they can get Brady. I really do. Unless there's one caveat that now we have to get worried about on the Brady front.
If you are like me,
And we'll get to that coming up next. And then your phones, we're right to them. 615-737-1025. Again, you people. 41% of the vote for Ryan Tannehill. I do not get it. Stillman and Company, 1025, 1063 The Game.
But this San Francisco team, which has battled injuries for the last 2 or 3 years, I figured if Purdy played well, even if he lost against Philly, I think I said last week, if he plays well, 27-24, but I was sitting there thinking to myself, Mahomes is running around on one leg, Josh Allen's getting you-know-what kicked out of him, so is Joe Burrow, and they're playing, and Purdy... Something hits his elbow, he's out. And I thought to myself, I could see the Niners saying, Trey Lance, Garoppolo, Purdy, Josh Johnson, are they sitting flying back from Philadelphia saying, we just need a guy that doesn't get hurt? And Brady texting him and saying, guys, I'll take a small salary, let's go. I can see having that discussion. And you could say to yourself, well, Colin, it's circumstance. I know. Absolutely. But size isn't ideal for Purdy. He's a gamer. He's twitchy. He's athletic. He's competitive. But they're in a really fascinating situation as a franchise where a lot of their key players, you may have a year to 2 years in this window to hit it. And I am fascinated to see what they do.
There you go, Colin Cowherd saying, hey, you know, Brock Purdy got hurt. And maybe now the 49ers could enter the Tom Brady sweepstakes. And Cowherd's not the only person to say that. They were talking about that this morning on ESPN about should San Francisco go after Tom Brady. And Bob, Coach Shoup, is going to join us at 5 o'clock. And Coach Shoup told me, you know, on Sunday he texted me and was like, I could see now this is how Brady to San Francisco gets worked out. Now, Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times, who is not an insider that you all know like Adam Schefter or an Ian Rappaport, but he knows the Buccaneers as well as anybody. He has said Brady is not going out to the West Coast. The 49ers may be the one team that I could see Tom saying, okay, I'm going to do it. They have a team good enough to win. They've got a scheme that minimizes what you ask of the quarterback to do. They've got a great defense. It's the team he grew up rooting for. His parents are there, so even if his kids aren't, it's like, I still have my parents. I could see Brady wanting to go to the 49ers. And if the 49ers want Brady, I think the Titans are screwed. The other side of that coin is, would the 49ers want to do that when they've got a young guy who, as of 3 days ago, all the insiders were saying, they've decided Purdy is the guy. Purdy gets hurt, and now he's not the guy? Because he took a shot right on the elbow, and he's probably going to have Tommy John, but he'll be ready to go. But he'll be ready to go for training camp. He's not the guy, but he was the guy last week, and now he's not the guy this week. That I don't know about. So that's the one, you know, if Miami or if San Francisco were to decide they wanted to get in on this with the Titans, and we don't even know if the Titans are interested. Because, hell, 41% of you want Ryan Tannehill, and the poll, what is it, like 25% for Brady. So you all don't want Brady, so maybe the Titans don't want Brady. But if Miami or San Francisco wants to get in, I think you're screwed. And then you are kind of stuck with Tannehill unless you want to get into the Rodgers sweepstakes. Phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. I did promise we would get to your phones. JD sends in a text and says, what do the numbers look like on the quarterback? How much money do we owe Tannehill if he stays? How much money would we be on the hook for if we got rid of Tannehill? What would it cost to sign Brady? I don't want Rodgers within two states of Nashville. If the management through the AJ drama was bad, it pales in comparison to the drama train that is Aaron Rodgers. The guy is just a prick, and he doesn't fit the Titans or Nashville. A lot of thoughts there in that text. Let's address the first thing first, which is, if the management was bad for the AJ trade, what's it going to be like for Aaron Rodgers? You have new management. Why? Maybe, and I think a lot of people believe this, because of the AJ trade. So for everybody out there that is linking the AJ trade to why it wouldn't work for Aaron Rodgers, they fired the guy responsible for the AJ trade for what many believe in large part was because of the AJ trade. So I've addressed that. The second thing is the money. How much money do we owe Tannehill? What's it mean for Brady? How much would that cost? And I do wonder this question. Why do you all care about that? You know, years ago, the Titans decided not to practice. This was after the guy got shot in Wisconsin, and the Titans wanted to make people aware, social justice. They wanted to not practice that day, to kind of send a message. And it was during the COVID season, 2020, so there were no fans allowed at practice. And I want to say it was a Monday or it was a Tuesday, and they didn't practice. And I remember the phone lines lighting up, and people were outraged. They couldn't believe it. They said, what are you talking about? How can you not practice today? And I'm like, why do you care? Why do you care that the Titans are not practicing when you can't go to the practice and you can't be told what happened? I mean, all you're missing is Jim Wyatt on the Titans website typing up there, you know, that day, Ryan Tannehill had two touchdowns and one interception, and he threw one to Jonnu Smith, and Derrick Henry didn't practice, and he ran in the sand today. The end. And yet people were vehemently upset. And so I said, why are you upset? Now, that was kind of a rhetorical question, and I knew the answer, and I think many of you probably do too. But the point that I have with the money is, why do you care about that? It doesn't matter. The L.A. Rams, you know, I heard somebody call into the morning show today, and they were mocking me, and they said, you know, why don't we just have Tannehill back up Brady since the salary cap's not real? Ha, 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 ha. But the L.A. Rams did that. The L.A. Rams, because I know how this fake cap works. The L.A. Rams accelerated all that money from Jared Goff, the guaranteed money they gave him, which until Deshaun Watson was the most guaranteed money paid to a quarterback in the history of the NFL. And when you cut somebody, you accelerate all that money up that you've already paid them. They took on that hit and Matthew Stafford's salary when they traded for him. The LA Rams were essentially paying two quarterbacks that season. So why do you care? I mean, I don't think the Titans, now when it comes to trading for Aaron Rodgers, and that money is $60 million, and I'm not talking about the cap, I don't care about that, but that is $60 million out of Amy Adams Strunk's pocket. Last year they had they spent, this is real money, not cap money, but real money, they spent $217 million. So you're basically talking about a fourth of that cap for Aaron Rodgers, that cap of money, that you're talking about a fourth goes to Aaron Rodgers. I don't think she's going to do that. Could be wrong. It's her money, not mine. But I don't think she's going to pay $60 million. So when it comes to Rodgers, the money is legit because that is like real money. But when it comes to, you know, how much is going to be on the cap if we move off of Ryan Tannehill, and then what's it going to be? It doesn't matter. They'll figure it out. Everybody figures it out every year. The Saints were $60 million in the hole. And then they chased after Deshaun Watson. They knew if they got him, they were going to have to give him $45 million a year. Now, they weren't going to fully guarantee it like Cleveland did because Cleveland is stupid. But they knew they were going to have to pay that. And so don't worry about that. It doesn't matter. Texter says, Tom Brady to the Titans? Are you kidding me? It's the only option. With a new stadium in the works, with a team that hasn't had a leader for years, with the best head coach in the NFL, it's a win for everybody involved, especially Nashville. Boy, I tell you, I do feel that way. Not that it's really my business or anything else, but I do feel like if Tom Brady were to come to the Titans, and I said this, I think I've said this before, I was talking to somebody last night, and I said it's hilarious that you put out a poll in which says, who do you want? Not, you know, cap numbers and draft picks and who do you want to quarterback the Titans? Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, or Ryan Tannehill? And that Tom Brady is by far third. And then I have people that are tweeting me saying, I'd rather have Joshua Dobbs. I'd rather have Malik Willis. And I'm like, do you people watch football? But what I told the person I was talking to, I said, you know, and I know, and Ian, you know this is true. If Adam Schefter put out there, the Tennessee Titans are coming to an agreement with quarterback Tom Brady on a 2-year, $58 million contract, and the Titans are trading quarterback Ryan Tannehill to the Washington Commanders for a third-round draft choice, those same people that are voting, that 41%, I guarantee you our phone lines, woo, Brady! I know it. They'd sell every ticket. You'd be on Sunday Night Football every week. And I don't make decisions for the football team based upon being on Sunday Night Football. Because even for my life, I find being on Sunday Night Football kind of a pain. I like the 9 a.m. pregame shows. I don't like the 5 o'clock in the middle of football games doing a pregame show. That's just me. But I will say that I've never made decisions about the Titans and relaying those to you about what's in the best interest for the popularity of the team. I make the ones that I think are in the best interest of the football team to win. That's the only goal I have. And I believe that Brady accomplishes all of that for this football team. And I do agree with the texter who says the biggest winner in this would be the city of Nashville if they were to get Tom Brady. Texter says, would you rather give up two firsts for Aaron Rodgers for 2 to 3 years or give up a second for Trey Lance and the potential of having your cornerstone quarterback for 12 years? You know, you guys are really hung up on the Trey Lance thing. And there is an executive that talked to The Athletic about Trey Lance. And there's something Rand Carthon has said that I think kind of went under the radar, that was a big deal to me. And so what the executive of another team said about the Titans and Trey Lance, and what Rand Carthon said, and we'll get to that coming up next, because I do think that this kind of opened my mind to it. Stillman and Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Let me tell everybody out there that it's Love Week. Who doesn't love Love Week? That's right. It's Love Week, apparently, on Robbie and Rex Road. Brought to you by A Moment's Peace Salon and Day Spa in Cool Springs. Tune in to Robbie and Rex Road tomorrow morning between 6 and 9 for details on how you could win a $100 gift card to A Moment's Peace Day Salon and Day Spa in Cool Springs and qualify for a chance to win $1,000 in Genesis Diamonds gift cards.
I do have to ask you to take us back to the third day of the 2022 NFL Draft when you guys are selecting Brock Purdy with the final pick in that draft. What went into that selection and what do you remember about it, Rand?
What I remember most is how well, new quarterback coach Brian Griese and Steve Slowick worked together Steve Slowick was an area guy. He covered Iowa State at the time and was kind of transitioning over to become a pro scout. But Slowick has been, you know, he had been on Purdy for a couple years as one of his guys going through there, and the guy he was really high on. And to have his evaluation co-signed by, you know, Coach Greasy, who's coming in as a new, you know, new coach, but having played in the system and understand what it takes to play in the system, just those two guys coming together and being on the same page and, you know, us picking, you know, Brock. And I mean, man, it's very rare that you go through three quarterbacks during the season one, but then to go through three quarterbacks and you get progressively better with each one. Like, that's just rare.
Okay, there's Rand Carthon. Ian, did you hear the end of that cut right there and what he said?
I did.
And what did he say?
Sounds like they got progressively better as the season went along.
Each quarterback change they made, they got better. That's what Rand Carthon said. That with each quarterback change, so they start with Trey Lance, and then they go to Jimmy, and then they go to Brock. And with each quarterback change, your general manager, Rand Carthon, tells you they got better. And I told Corey Curtis about that on Friday, and Corey Curtis was like, okay, that solves it for everybody out there that thinks the Titans are going to go after Trey Lance. And that's what I thought, was I thought that when Rand Carthon said they got better each time they switched quarterbacks, that if he really feels that way, just go sign Jimmy. Now, you guys know I can't stand Jimmy, and if they sign Jimmy, you know, I hope to have a nice relationship with Rand Carthon. I felt like I have a nice relationship with John Robinson. I like to have decent relationships. But if they go out there and they sign Jimmy Garoppolo to quarterback the Titans, I don't foresee me and Rand Carthon having a great relationship. Now, I don't think I'll dog cuss him or anything like that, but I just think that, you know, most people don't like to move to town and be told that they're crazy, and that's exactly what would happen if Jimmy Garoppolo's the next quarterback of the Titans. The reason I say this, though, is because Mike Sando of The Athletic has his six-pack. And, you know, Sando talks to league executives just like those same league executives that we read off, you know, that said all those mean things about the Titans after they fired John Robinson in the middle of the season, which a lot of us thought was kind of crazy too. And so they talked about Brock Purdy. And this is what an executive from another team said Sunday to Mike Sando of The Athletic. Quote, I think they will trade Trey Lance to Tennessee, and then they will end up with Brady, and Brady will play for 1 year for his home team. And then they will have Brock Purdy as the backup. That is the chatter. They have the defense already. Brady wants to win one more, and this is right up the 49ers' alley. So there's two things here. There's the 49ers side of this, which, I mean, I care about, but I'm not sure I care about as much as I care about the Titans side of this. But the 49ers side very clearly influences the Titans side. If the 49ers get Tom Brady, then the Titans are out on Tom Brady. Obviously, they can't get him. And with Purdy coming off the injury, it's a great excuse to say, we're going to go with Tom this year, make sure you're okay, and then we'll roll with you. But then there's the Trey Lance part of this. If Rand Carthon gives up anything good for Trey Lance and it doesn't work, he's fired. And I don't know how to judge what's going to be a Rand Carthon decision as opposed to what's a Mike Vrabel decision. But if they trade for Trey Lance, you get 1 year before you have to decide on year three. If he's not the dude by the time they're moving into a new stadium, Rand Carthon's fired. If they give up anything good. If they don't give up anything good for Trey Lance, then how can you take him seriously as your quarterback? And that's what another executive said in this same piece to Mike Sando talking about Trey Lance, is he said he doesn't have any value, that he doesn't believe there's anybody that will give up anything good for Trey Lance. One agent who represents other quarterbacks predicted on Sunday, quote, they'll let Jimmy G walk, they'll have Purdy compete with Lance, and the job will be Purdy's to lose. They'll be open to a Lance trade knowing that it's a long shot. Purdy is much cheaper than Jimmy, and they can add players around Purdy now and maybe still develop Lance. Another executive said, quote, I don't think Lance has enough value right now to trade him. So one executive says all the chatter is Trey Lance is going to Tennessee. The second one is, I don't think he's got any value. Rand Carthon said they got better every time they switched the quarterbacks, which makes me think that he is not a humongous fan of Trey Lance's. So I have a hard time envisioning the Titans pushing their chips in the middle for Trey Lance. Now, somebody asked me today about the offensive coordinator situation, and they said, if it's going to be Tim Kelly, why don't they just make it Tim Kelly? And I actually thought about that, and I thought real hard about it. I was like, wait a minute. If it is going to be Tim Kelly, and I think it probably is, then why don't they just name Tim Kelly the coordinator? I mean, after all, if they're going to have Brady be the quarterback, Tim Kelly knows that system. If they're going to have Rodgers be the quarterback, Tim Kelly knows that system. If they're going to come back with Tannehill, Tim Kelly knows that system. The only way I could see the Titans go outside of Tim Kelly for an offensive coordinator would be one of two things. Either the Titans are actually interested in one of those two guys from Kansas City and they actually have a shot at a Nagy or a Bieniemy, but I just so don't see that happening. Or Rand Carthon's got somebody from San Francisco, again, same offense, that he thinks can run it better than Tim Kelly, and he's convinced Vrabel that the guy that he's going to bring with him from San Francisco is better, and then you could have Trey Lance be your quarterback. So I'm not completely ruling it out, but I am not, by any stretch of the imagination, going to assume that Rand Carthon endorses Trey Lance as the quarterback next year. And if an executive is saying Trey Lance has no value right now, in which he's been in the league for 2 years and hasn't done anything, he's coming off of an injury, I don't care where you got picked. But if he doesn't have any value and the Titans give up something of value for Lance and he's not your day one starter next year and he's not, then Rand Carthon's getting fired. And I don't think he wants that. Texter said, the fans that want Ryan Tannehill are the same fans that are cool going into next season with Josh Dobbs as the starting quarterback. That's from Coy in Clarksville. I cannot get over the people that think that Josh Dobbs is anything more than a backup.
Only people that want Josh Dobbs as a starter are Vols fans, right?
Is it?
I think so.
I mean, I like Josh Dobbs fine.
Fine as a backup, right?
The backup.
As a starter, like the only way I would think anybody could rationalize that is if they're a Vols fan.
Even then.
Even then, it's a stretch, but.
Played two games for the Titans and had four massive turnovers. I think you guys understand ball security is a huge issue with him. Played two games, four huge turnovers. I mean, you didn't make it to the playoffs because of Josh Dobbs. And I like Josh Dobbs fine. He played great in that first half. And he's got the best attitude. And he's brilliant. But he turns the ball over too much. He's a backup. Texter says, in a vacuum, it's Brady 10 times out of 10. The problem is Titans have neither the cap. Oh, gosh, cap. Says either the cap and said willingness to spend cash, nor the draft capital to fix the offensive line. I fear Rodgers would be a cancer in the locker room. Either the Titans are going to do whatever it takes to fix the offensive line. I'm not as worried about the offensive line as you all are, that thinking the Titans are going to trot out the same offensive line. I think that there will probably be two holdovers, probably Ben Jones and Petit Ferrer. And other than that, I think it'll be a totally different offensive line. Dennis Daly won't be out there. I think they'll fix it. I think it'll be fine. That's just my take on it. And the reason I say that is to everybody out there that's so mad about the offensive line, they fired the guy who assembled it. And they fired the guy who coached it. So I think clearly addressing the offensive line is a big deal for the organization. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Again, that poll is still up there, where 41% of you would like to have Ryan Tannehill over Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, which is just crazy. But coming up next, boy, I got Joe Rexroad real mad today. Did you hear that earlier today, Ian?
Well, not live, but I did hear it.
I got Joe real mad today, and I didn't even do anything.
Oh, he's so frustrated. There's a really funny quote drop that I saved for Michelle in there. That's good.
There you go. We will get to this next, and why. Not only I'm right, but you have to understand his argument and how poor it is. Stillman and Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.